What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 2 of Movement Radio. My name is Talon Williams.
And once again, I'm Chip Hazard.
And today's show was simply just entitled, What the Hell Were We Thinking? Because, I mean, we got so many great responses and so much good feedback from the last episode. A lot of you guys really liking what we were talking about. Granted, we didn't really say much of anything as far as context goes, but we really just kind of gave you guys an overview of what the podcast is, and hopefully you people will enjoy this one too.
Yeah. And before we get too far, we want to thank you guys for the love that you've shown us listening to the first episode. Thank you for the feedback. It's really helpful. Please continue. Like I said, you know, in the show notes of the first episode, I put all of our social on there, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all in there. Our email address is in there. Please send us an email. We're working on a P.O. box right now, so you can send us, you know, some different, you know, if you want to send us any kind of merch or anything, if you want to send us stuff to sign, we'll sign stuff for you, stuff like that. Don't forget, you know, if you want a handwritten thank you card, send us an email with your address, we'll send that out to you as well. You know, like Talon said, you know, on that first episode, it was just kind of you know, who we are and what we're gonna talk about. And today is a little of the same, you know.
But we're actually going to be talking about certain things as well. one thing, and Chip's got it loaded up on his phone right now, it's a little thing called Verse Tracker. And what that does is that it tracks battles, leagues from battle rap culture. And again, we said we were going to be talking about this on the program, and hopefully you guys learned a little something about battle rap, you know, and why. And I guess let's just start off with just a simple question, Bubba. How did you get into battle rap? Was it the movie 8 Mile? I know a lot of people will say, well, you watched the movie 8 Mile. That's what got you hooked on battle rap.
No. I remember seeing stuff like way back in the day.
Right.
Of like, I don't know if it was really what you would call battle rap in today's culture, but I can remember being like at school and, you know, you'd have two dudes spitting a verse against each other or whatnot. And they throw down like cardboard and you'd have some people break dancing and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like that really got me interested. And then I kind of like fell out of it for a while.
Right.
And then I was sifting through YouTube one day, several years ago, and I came across a battle and I was like, man, what is this?
Do you remember what that battle was?
I do. It was the first battle between Arse the Rebel and Shoddy Horror.
That was a good battle. I went back, I watched that battle, I think a couple of months ago. I watched that battle because I had heard that Shoddy Horror was going to go against Tay Rock at Apex. So that's when we're also going to cover that today, by the way.
Yeah.
But
do you remember what brought you to the battle rock?
I remember
culture?
we were actually driving to La Follette, Tennessee, to do a show for SPCW, I think is what it was at the time. And you were like, hey, you like battle rap? And I'm like, what do you mean, like 8 Mile? You know, because honestly, like, I wasn't really a fan of battle rap per se. I mean, I seen the 8 Mile and I thought that, oh, that's just freestyle rapping back and forth. You know, I'm pretty sure that I didn't realize how big it was. You know, I didn't realize that it was this culture unto itself. And all I knew was just like stuff that Chip had told me about. But then I went back and I was like, wait, there was something called Grind Time back in the day, which used to be on like World Star Hip Hop, and URL was on World Star Hip Hop. And it was like, man, I didn't like, that's when I learned about Murder Mook, Loaded Lux, guys like that. And I was like, wow, these guys were like some dope MCs, you know? And I was like, man, I gotta listen to more of this. But the first battle that I listened to Wasn't the first Shoddy Horror Arts battle, but it was actually the second one that you let me listen to, because we listened to it on the way to the Follett. And I was like, okay, that's cool, you know. And then I started listening to other ones. I started listening to, what got me completely hooked was when I seen Disaster versus Iron Solomon. That was the one that hooked me. And then I seen a few others, like Conceited versus Dumbfounded was another battle that hooked me. And then I seen Hitman versus Averb. Then I seen, I think Fresco versus Soulcon after that. And then there was a couple of other battles that I watched. But the majority of the battles I watched, I mean, I tried to go back because there was KOTD and there was URL. And it's like, oh, well, KOTD and URL got beef with each other because one's quote unquote better than the other. And I was like, I didn't really see a difference aside from like the URL was more street based, you know, more urban, to where I'll just straight up say it, KOTD was more of the nerdy white guys. You know what I mean? So, but I thought both leagues were amazing. Then I found out about URL, had PGs, which is their Proven Ground, which is like a subsidiary, which is like their NXT, blah, blah, blah. And then I seen they had other leagues like RBE, Bullpen, Gates of the Garden, all these. And I'm like, there are that many battle leagues? And then Chip, just a few moments ago, hit me with the bullshit of what Verse Tracker just told him, which was...
So there are actually, hold on, let me get it pulled up here, 740 different battle leagues, and this isn't just in the United States, this is around the world. It encompasses, you know, all seven continents. Actually, I'm not positive that that's true. I'm not sure there's anybody battle rapping on Antarctica. But if there is...
I'm pretty sure somebody will say they're going to battle on it. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
You know what? If there's somebody battle rapping on Antarctica, shoot me a message.
Let me know.
Let us know, because I want to hear that one.
Yeah.
But there's 740 leagues around the world, which encompasses 21,974 battle rappers. And there's currently 7,180 events for a total of 50,989 battles that you can go and listen to. I'll leave the link to this website, versetracker.com, in the show notes. If you want to go and check it out, you can look up any, you know, rap battle artist, and it will tell you what battles they've had, who they've had it with, and it has a link to the battle so you can watch it. I personally would recommend watching the video version of a rap battle over just listening to it, because there's some things that they're going to say that is kind of like an innuendo, where they may point to something or do some kind of hand gesture or whatnot, so you're not going to really get that pun without watching the video.
Yeah, a lot of times they do use props. The Bill Collector has been known for using a lot of props. See who else uses props to win most of the time. There's been some good let's go ahead and let's break this down. If you could pick like the best five right now in battle rap right now, and I know it's hard, you don't have to number them 1 through 5, just your favorite five to listen to right now, who would you say
that's currently battling? Oh man,
yeah. this that's what I'm saying, this is going to be one of those episodes where we're going to be thinking a lot.
I would have to say A Ward.
Okay.
Huge fan of Arsenal,
right?
Man, Rum Nitty.
Mm-hmm.
Pass for sure.
Mm-hmm. There's one that you haven't said yet, and I'm surprised you haven't said it yet. Think about it. We just watched a trailer of him in it.
You know, I'd have to say Iron. Iron Solomon.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me, because I could have sworn you that you would have said Big K as
I like
in
Big,
your top five. Because my five is
see
John, A Ward, Pass, Arse, and Geechee. I still say Geechee's a top. Well, no, take that back. I gotta remove Arce because Arce doesn't really do anything. Like, he had that battle versus Av, which was a good battle. But right now, you can't go against Rum Nitty. Rum Nitty is doing probably the best work he's done in years.
No, I'm not saying he's not.
Right.
And I'm not saying that Big K's not there. It's, man, it's just hard.
It is.
There's so many guys out there right now that when I see them on a card, and I'm just like, fuck, that's fixing to be a banger right there.
Yeah. Because I'm really excited because I know KOTD's been very good at putting out videos of the battles and stuff. God, they put out, how quickly did they put out Diz versus Danny? Like, not even a week after the event took place?
I think it was the second battle.
Yeah, it was the second battle they dropped.
Because
that was like the headline. That was the headline. You figure that they would have made that like a later battle, but they put it out second. Then the first one they put out was Big K versus Rum Nitty, which was an amazing battle.
If you haven't seen that, go to KLTD's YouTube channel, and they release battles there. Check out Rum Nitty and Big K.
Yo, and while we're on the subject, check out URLs too, because my God, Rum Nitty versus Shotgun Shook, that battle blew me away, and I'm like, Jesus. You can't sit there and tell me that Rum doesn't at least deserve consideration for being Battler of the Year. Like, I know Geechee just won it recently. Shout out to Jay Black and all those guys over at Champion. You know, Vodafly and all those guys. But the truth is when you think of, like, because for me, what makes a good battle rap? Like, what makes it, like, is it the innuendos that they say? Is it the aggressiveness of their
I think it's
performance or
honestly, bro, I think it's subjective. What I might find as a good battle, you might not. I mean, I know we said we're not going to talk a whole lot of wrestling on here, but
right.
I think that you can put, you know, battle rap and a wrestling match, and you look at it, and it's very subjective. Like, what I find to be a good wrestling match, you might not find that to be a good wrestling match. Whereas, it's the same for a rap battle. Mm-hmm. I may not find it a good battle, and you might, dude, this is a fucking banger. You got to listen to it.
Right.
And
I think we've actually had this conversation before. I think I remember we were driving to a show.
Bro, and just recently, was it the Pat Stay Tay Rock battle, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make it past the first round because they, like, said some stupid shit and looked like they was fitting to get into a fight, and it fucked up the whole...
It kind of took away the mystique of the battle.
Man, it fucked up the whole vibe. Like, they were hitting, and then all of a sudden, it was like, boom, 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 boom.
Pat didn't say something about his daughter, and
they forgot. Like, you know, they got lost where they were in their verse or whatnot, and it just took me out of the element. I was like, man, I can't even fucking listen to this no more.
And a lot of times, the headliner doesn't. Okay, perfect example, and I'm going to use the wrestling analogy. WrestleMania 3. The main event, what drew everybody in, was the battle between Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, correct?
I would say.
But what do people always, in their opinion, say the best match on the card was?
Most people would say that it was the Steamboat Savage match.
Right. Let's take that example and let's move it over to World Dom that KOTD did in Europe. What drew them was Head Ice versus Chilla Jones for the title match, right? But who stole the show? A Ward and Sharone.
That, in my opinion,
I've watched a lot of battles this year. That is the one battle that I've watched where I still to this day cannot pick a winner. I wish I could pick a winner that I can't pick one. We had this past Saturday when we were at Ego Pro, we ran into Roger and because we didn't know he was in the battle rap as much as we were. So we asked him straight up, who do you think won, Sharone or A-Ward? He couldn't even give me a definite answer. I mean,
he said A-Ward 2-1,
but you could tell in his voice that he didn't seem like he wasn't
convinced
or committed to his answer. He wasn't, you know, yeah. But again, it's one of those things, like, for me, what makes a good battle is I like to see, like, can you pull that reaction out of me? Can I? Because there are some reactions. Anytime I'm watching a battle, I have one of three reactions. I'm either like, huh, that made a lot of sense. Then I had the, ooh. And then if I just throw the headset down and walk away, like, oh my God, I can't believe what I just heard. Like, that was insane. Like, and then I don't really have the reaction of, oh, because, you know, we work in a corporate law firm office, so we can't really do that. But I think for the most part, like, those reactions, I think, are what make the battle. Here's the thing, like, it's like, okay, you got 3-minute rounds, but 1 3-minute round can last up to 10 minutes if the reactions are going crazy everywhere, you know? What was that one battle? I think it was Verb versus Mook at RBE. Mook's third was, well, I think they had Unlimited.
I want to say they had Unlimited, yeah.
My God, dude, I'm pretty sure Mook's still rhyming his third versus A Verb right now.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But yeah, that was a good battle. And then another A Verb battle that I really like was him. I know you're not a big fan of Pat Stay.
I think Pat Stay jokes around too much, man.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
Right.
I know he's, what, 2-time King of the Dot champ?
Nah, he only won it one time.
He's only won.
But he is the longest reigning.
Yeah, and he's had all these battles and everything, but I just...
He ain't beat ours. I know he ain't beat ours.
No,
he didn't beat ours. The first or the second, you know.
You know, but I just think he plays around too much. And mm-hmm. maybe that's his style, like that dude, Carter Deems.
Oh, my God.
Like, I think that guy is trash. Just absolute trash.
A-Ward cooked him.
But some people like him. Some people listen to him. He's, you know, the flavor of the week.
I look at it from the standpoint of, like, yeah, is there a niche for, you know, a Carter Deems? Is there a niche for comedic battle? Like, maybe yes, there is. But for me, I like some kind of personals. Like, I think Arsenal's the best at, like, getting in your head as far as the personals, because he'll find out something about you and then he'll exploit it. I can't remember who, Shoddy Horror, but the Shoddy Horror battle, the first one, he said, I'm glad your uncle's dead, fathead. He was nothing more than a knucklehead crackhead. He deserved to die when the knack spread. And if God ever gave him a second chance at life, I wish him back dead. How disrespectful was that shit?
Oh, but and dude, in case y'all are wondering, he just spit that off the top of his head. He's not looking at anything. His phone's sitting upside down on the table right now.
Because this is how we take, like, I mean, there's certain things you hear and you can't get it out of your head. Like, that was one of those, I was like, oh my God, why doesn't Shoddy Horror punch this dude in the face right now? Like, in real life, if someone would have said some shit like that to you, that's fighting words. You messing with family right there, you know? But in the context of battle rap, it's like, oh, I want to punch this guy, but damn, that was a good bar. I can't really get mad at him for it, you know? Because you're basically trying to verbally beat each other with your lyrics and stuff.
Right.
You know? What you writing down over there, Bubba?
Oh, just some stuff that we're going to talk about that's coming up battle rap style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of good things coming up in the battle rap world. excuse me. So what you got first?
Oh, I'm only going to talk about, like, the what I think are going to be the bigger events coming up. We got King of the Dot Northwest on August the 24th. That's just this weekend.
Is that a PG battle or is that an actual card?
There's an actual card, but I think it's...
I said PG, and I know PG is URL, so please forgive me for that. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, but yeah,
it's their Ground Zero promotion, I think is what it is.
Yeah, this is it's a Ground Zero battle.
Okay.
It's hosted by Copacetic, Heretic, and Miz. No, not Miz from wrestling. This is another dude.
I'm pretty sure.
And it's got a lot of their up-and-coming artists on here.
Right.
We got Patron versus Young Cannon.
I know who Young Cannon is. I've seen him battle before.
MT Money versus Hypnosis.
I think I remembered Hypnosis from a while back ago. I just can't remember.
Right. We got Vocab versus Benji Reckless. D-Fly versus Versace. Reginald Loud versus Dizzy. MC Swamp Tiger versus Caveman Brown.
Are you sure you're not looking at an independent wrestling card? Because that's like the greatest name I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and we got Swamp Tiger. We got Progress versus Big Pork.
Okay. Oh my God.
Big Pork. I haven't heard of any of these guys.
I've heard of Big Cannon. That's it. Like, Hypnosis, I think I've heard that name before. But other than them two, I have no clue who any of those guys are.
Yeah. But, man, you can check it out. Battle start at 6 p.m. Like I said, this is going to be in the Northwest. They're going to probably have it on their...
some type of a streaming service.
I think it's going to be on KLTD streaming service.
Yep.
So we got that coming up. Then we got
watchbattlelive.com.
Right. Then we got RBE's event coming up on August 31st. For those who don't know, KLTD is King of the Dot. RBE is Rare Breed Entertainment.
URL is Ultimate Rap League.
Yeah. RBE's event, headlined by Math Hoffa versus Sirius Jones.
Oh God, I'm not a fan of Sirius Jones. Like, I mean,
I'm not a huge fan of Math either. Yeah, but
I think Math's doing better than what he has been doing. The battle he had with Hollow, probably his best battle in a long, long time.
Yes,
you know, a long time. So. Because he didn't do really that well against Gems. He didn't really do that well against Thesaurus. I cannot say that damn word.
Thesaurus.
There you go. But he had a hell of a battle versus Hollow. So that battle versus Hollow.
Yeah. I mean, he pulled some bitch shit. You guys go watch it. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
I think he, you know, he basically turned into a bitch. But that's, I mean... my opinion, of course.
But again, we're just basing it off of just the lyrical content.
But also on that card, you got Ill Will versus T-Rex.
I say Ill Will's going to get that one 2-1. I'll give T-Rex his due, but how long has it been since Rex has had a battle?
It's been a minute.
I think the last battle he had was Caustic, and that was in the bunker at like 2015 or 2016.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oops versus Emerson Kennedy, Jay Murder versus Young Cannon, Rosenberg Raw versus Craig Lamar, and a couple of other battles coming up after that. Apex the Return is Apex is a British battle league, and they're gonna do a America versus Great Britain kind of thing. KLTD did one not too long ago.
World Dom.
But the lineup for this Apex the Return, it looks amazing.
Start from the bottom, work our way up to the main event. We need to discuss this.
You got American A Ward versus British Shocks the Rebel.
Shocks the Rebel, what didn't impress me against Ilmac. I think Ilmac won that battle. A Ward's a killer, dude.
Like, I got A Ward on that one.
3-0.
You got Mad Flex versus Soul. Mad Flex is the American. Soul is the British guy.
Soul just died to Arsenal at World Dom, so I don't really see it happening again. Mad Flex 3-0. I'm sorry.
I'll go Mad Flex 2-1. I'll give
Alrighty.
Soul.
Alright.
Around that, followed that up with American JC versus British Tony D.
Tony D's actually a pretty good battle rapper.
Man, I looked something up earlier. JC, he's done a couple of things for KLTD, so
I'll give it
not too bad, but I think that's one of those toss ups.
I think his pen's better. I think I'd go with JC though, probably 2-1, but I'd go with JC,
yeah. Then you got American Real Deal versus British Jay Short. I don't know a whole lot about Jay Short.
It goes Real Deal by default.
I would say Real Deal. Then you got the only battle that's it's British versus British, O'Shea versus Matter. I can't have an opinion on this because I've not heard either of those
O'Shea 3-0
guys battle. Yeah. Well, if you're going to go O'Shea, I'm going to say Matter.
All right, cool.
Matter wins 2-1.
All right, cool.
Then you got British Bobby Rex versus American New Jersey Twerk.
Bobby Rex is trash. Twerk.
I'm going to have to go with Twerk. With Twerk.
Yeah.
And then at least 2-1 Twerk.
Yeah, at least 2-1.
And then the main event, you got Tay Rock, the American, versus the returning to rap battle, or battle rap, however you want to say it, Shoddy Horror.
Don't make me choose!
I can't choose! Shoddy Horror has not had a battle in several years. As a matter of fact, his last battle was against Charlie Clips, December of 2015.
Yeah.
So, I think he's got something to prove, but also, Tay Rock is hitting on all cylinders, and I don't think he's going to let Shoddy come back and just murder him.
No.
I think it's going to be a toss-up. It's going to be one of those battles. I can almost see it being like a Ward Sharon, where it's going to be so close that you can't really pick.
I'm going to say debatable. It's going to be a classic. It's going to be debatable. We can debate who gets round one, round two, or whatever. But Tay Rock's been known to holding back a little bit in his second. Because what he wants to do is he wants to kill you in the first and the third. And then he kind of plays and filters for the second, you know, because he did that versus Arsenal at UW. He did it versus Hollow. No, take that back, because he actually had that. I can't remember when that seatbelt line was. If it was in the first or the second, I have to go back and watch it.
Oh, shit, I remember that.
You remember that seatbelt line?
Yes.
It's like, you get another cut and another cut. Look like the seatbelt won't work. I'm trying to buckle up. And the whole crowd went insane. I was like, yeah, that off that bar alone, he won that round, you know. And Hollow, but again, I will say that was when Hollow wasn't at his best anymore. You know, which Hollow really hasn't been at his best in a while. I still think he's one of the best to ever do it. But at the same time,
he
lost versus Tay Rock. He lost versus John. He lost versus Mathoff. You lose three in a row.
And you think he lost the Mathoff a battle?
I think it was close. I think that Math edged him, especially in that last round. I think
with Math's antics in the third, he lost.
Okay.
And that edged Hollow over because he took the crowd out of it.
Yeah.
Like with a wrestling match, if the crowd isn't into it,
yeah.
No matter how good you think it is, if the crowd doesn't like it, it's not good. It's trash.
Okay.
So again, this is just my opinion.
I understand. But you still feel John won, because I still think John beat Hollow.
Oh, John murdered him.
Yeah.
I think
that first murdered him.
Yeah.
But I mean, when he pulled out the mirror, like, background on the story. At one point in real life, John and Hollow got into a fight and Hollow pushed him through a mirror. Okay. So he brought that up in the battle. He pulled out a mirror, a little small little hand mirror out of his bag, pulled it out and was like, you ever seen a duck before? Here's one, looking stupid. Oh, I forgot, last time you looked in the mirror is when I put you through it. Like, I was like, oh shit. So yeah, that was a good battle. Hollow tried. But anyway, and you got one more.
I got one more coming up. KOTD, prove yourself. It's Prove Yourself Volume 3. That's on September 28th, and it's going to be in Toronto.
Is it another Ground Zero event?
It's not a Ground Zero event. That's the thing. But it's basically a proving ground match.
Okay.
Or a proving ground battle. Because there's nobody on this card. Even the main event, I don't know any of these people. You got Craven versus Jabrock.
Jabrock?
Yep.
Okay.
Capital E versus M2LLO. I think that's Mello. I'm not sure. You got Educate versus Tim Selling. Corey Joseph versus Akbars. Stitzo versus 6'8, King Flo versus Amari, Izay's versus Nostalgic, Stubbs versus Shastafa, Ho versus Cinch, Cool versus Zay, Cal Jackson versus Jay Fire, Coach Corleone versus Dizzy Spades, Seth Deasy versus Blake Winters, Grips Loke versus Pyrex. That's your co-main event, and your main event is Trey 30 versus Caliente. I don't know any of those, but with it being KOTD, there's going to be
a few diamonds in the rough.
KOTD is really good about finding those diamonds in the rough. That
hey, they found A Ward. You know, they found a whole lot of good who's it? Saint, I think, is another one. Yeah. NEI. So it's going to be a pretty interesting week coming up. Recommend you guys checking out the battle rap scene. Get involved with the battle rap culture. If you guys enjoy it, awesome. If you don't, understandable. But it does provide discussion. It does provide context, and we can sit and you can watch a battle, and then afterwards you like, okay, well, who did you like more in that first round? Oh, well, I thought the first guy, his bars were better than the guy in the first, but man, he had no crowd reaction. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes a guy can have the best bars in a battle, but then the crowd just isn't with it, especially if it's like a hometown crowd. I think it was Loso versus Scotty in Houston was a battle that took place, and they liked what Loso did, but they were with Scotty because he was the hometown guy. So again, that's going to be one of those interesting discussions to have during a battle rap. But we've been rambling on and on and on for over 30 minutes about this, and hopefully you guys are still with us to listen. That being said, though, time to get back to the real world. So we appreciate you guys so much taking time out of your life to check out the podcast today.
Before we get out of here, we just want to go ahead and plug real quick. This Saturday night, August the 24th, you can come out and watch us wrestle at TWE in Red Bank, Tennessee. And then Sunday, you can come out and check us out at RWA in Maryville, Tennessee. Definitely check those out. I'll link that in the show notes as well. That way you can see where we're at. You come check us out. Again, I'll have our email in the show notes. I'll have the verse tracker in the show notes, and everything. So, you know, just please, take a listen. If you don't like it, send us an email. Tell us why you didn't like it. Tell us what we can do to improve on what we're doing. You know, give us any kind of input that is going to help us put on a better show for you. And until next time, this has been The Movement. We'll see you.